Wake up, my princess. Wake up. There. Finally, I can see your beautiful eyes. Such perfection. Even in your sleep, I almost couldn't bear to look at your beauty. You are truly an utter vision, a goddess, my princess. Oh, I apologize for my lack of manners. Let me introduce myself. I am Prince Cardlan, heir to the throne, knight, hero of the realm. I'm here to rescue you from your enchanted sleep. I braved the creatures and magic of the woods to find your glass coffin and wake you. I crossed rivers and canyons. I searched for days on end for you. Nothing could stop me in my quest. I'm just sorry you had to sleep so long before I could free you from the spell. Yes, spell. You were put into an enchanted sleep by a terrible curse. Do you remember anything from before you awoke? Anything at all? Well, let me explain then. You are a princess, loved throughout the lands for your beauty and kind heart. A jewel in the crown of the realm. There are countless songs and stories written about you. Men would come from any distance to just look upon your face. Sadly, with such love and devotion comes jealousy. Your stepmother, wicked and cruel woman that she was, wanted to get rid of you, so she would be the most loved in the land. She was heartless. How anyone could hate such an angel, I'll never understand. She tried several times to kill you, giving you a poisoned comb and a magical corset that would crush your ribs. But you were smarter than her and escaped her clutches. You ran to these woods to hide from her, but you found friends who kept you safe. That is when she truly became desperate to get you out of the way. She made a potion and dipped an apple in it to kill you. Then she found you in this forest alone. But the apple didn't kill you, princess. You fell into a deep sleep, one with only one way to wake you. How do I know all this? I was visiting your family in the capital when rumors of her attempts against you were running wild. There was talk of what would happen should she succeed. I went to confront her myself when I saw her making the potion and telling her minions her plan. I knew I had to save you. Oh, don't try to move too quickly, princess. You've been sleeping for some time. The curse was powerful and may take time to fully fade from your body. I almost fear telling you how long you've been left in this forest alone, but I promise you are cared for in your state. Any memories at all from before? Of your family, maybe? Your friends here in the forest? Anything at all? It'll come in time, I'm sure. For now, please don't exert yourself. You'll have much time to rest and recover from your ordeal. Are you cold? You looked almost frozen in sleep, as if you were taken by death itself. Your lips felt like ice, but somehow still so soft, so sweet and tender to kiss. I'm so sorry. Again, I forgot my manners. The one way to wake you The only way to break the curse and save you from an eternity of sleep was a kiss. Others may have tried, but none could find you in the woods to save you. No others could give you what you truly needed to be awoken. They weren't worthy to be the one to wake you. You see, Princess, it was not just any kiss that could wake you. It must be the kiss of true love. Only that could break the spell and bring you back to the world. I'm so sorry you had to sleep so long, but I'm here now. I'm here, and no one will ever hurt you again. Yes, true love. I've long since admired you from afar, but we weren't able to meet before you had to flee your stepmother. I knew I would be the one to rescue you. That no one else was worthy of you. That my kiss was the one to break the spell. That I am your true love. I know this is overwhelming to hear, but at least you're safe now. Safe with me, your protector, your true love, your prince. You will always be protected from harm. No one will ever try and take you away. You will never be alone again, my princess. How are you feeling? It's not the most traditional for a first kiss to be a first meeting, but it felt so right. Knowing this was meant to be. Seeing your beautiful skin flush from just the touch of my lips. I swear I could feel your lips move against mine. You're happy? Oh gods, I'm so glad. I can't imagine how hearing all of this must feel. It must be so much to take in all at once. May I hold you? Just be able to feel you in my arms. It might help make it all feel more real. Thank you, Princess. Everything will be all right now. I'm here. Oh, it's okay to be nervous. I felt the same when I found you out here. What if you just stayed asleep? What if you were afraid of me or didn't see me the way I see you? But here you are, in my arms, feeling so right. It feels absolutely perfect. I'm sorry it feels like this is moving too fast, but maybe that's how it's supposed to be with true love. All I can think of with you here is how much I never want to be away from you. How much I want to spend my life with you. How much I truly want you. Princess, please. Will you have me? Oh, thank you. You feel so warm now, so hot against my body. You make me crazy just looking at you. Everything about you makes me want to devour you entirely. The flush of your cheeks, the heaving of your chest. I need more, more of you. Feeling down your arms to your beautiful gown. down your stomach to your skirts. Don't be afraid, my princess. True love will guide us. Just enjoy my touch. Be with me. Here in these woods. Just us. Yes. Spread your legs for me. Open yourself to pleasure and touch. My beautiful princess, I know exactly what you need. Like silken satin, softer than anything I've ever felt, but so wet and ready to be touched. Feel my fingers stroke and play with you, giving you exactly what you know you need. My love, this is everything I could dream of. Hearing your moans and cries from my kisses. And hand touching your most intimate places. Yes. Move with me. Take your pleasure. Feel my fingers pushing inside you, stroking that place that makes you gasp and moan, where no one else has ever touched you, only me. Only I can give this to you. More? Oh, to hear you beg for me. For me to fill you and make you scream for only me. More is exactly what I'll give you, princess. Pull your skirts up for me. I need a little taste before you have everything you dreamed of. So sweet and delicious. You're dripping onto your skirt. You're so wet for me. I can't get enough of you. I'll never have enough. Hold yourself back, my princess. I want your first real time going over that edge to be around me. Feel every lick of my tongue. But do not let yourself finish just yet. I cannot wait any longer. I need to have you. Absolutely amazing. Did you dream of this, my princess? Did you dream of your handsome prince and being taken just like this? Now it'll be my face in your dreams, remembering this moment and your moans and screams from everything I give you. Oh, I know you're everything I could have ever hoped for. Oh, you are the most flawless beauty I've ever seen. I knew from the moment I saw your face I had to have you. I had to take you. Yes, that's it. Wrap your legs around me. Pull me in deeper. Take all of me, every inch of me inside you. Scream for me. No one is around to hear. Scream your pleasure in these woods. Fuck. Just like that. Hold me tight and let yourself go. Come for me. Just for me. Only for me. Come for me, princess. I could have never imagined it would be like this. That you would be like this. That apple was worth every piece of gold I had to pay that hag. Yes, pay. Magic apples don't exactly grow on trees. I had a hell of a time sneaking it into your room for you to find, then getting you out once the apple took effect. But I had to get you out. You were supposed to marry some prince you had never even met. That can never be allowed to happen. You were meant to be mine. You just didn't know it yet. But see, now you know how perfect we are together. There's no one else who could ever compare to me. I'm your prince. You're my princess. We live happily ever after together. That's what every story has ever said. We better get going soon. It'll be a long ride back to my home, and we can't have the guards searching for you, finding us out here. My horse is nearby. You won't even have to walk too far. I'm sure your legs aren't quite ready for a long journey yet. One day you'll return, and your family will understand. You'll introduce me as your husband. They'll have no choice but to accept us and our union. There's no other suitor who would take you after today. You're mine. Absolutely and utterly mine.